The penny-farthing bicycle has long since gone the way of the carrier pigeon and the coal-fired railroad train. Nevertheless, devotees of these early bicycles gather from time to time in Prague to resurrect the spirit of the Victorian age. Ilya Maritz was at a penny-farthing revival this past weekend and brings us this report.
I'm standing in Letna Park, where 11 very distinguished-looking gentlemen have mounted penny-farthing bicycles. Those are those bicycles that consist of one very big wheel and one very small wheel. And they're riding around in old-fashioned riding costumes with special gray jackets and short trousers and socks pulled up high. You can tell from the music that this is a very dramatic occasion. The men are riding around in a figure-eight formation and giving each other high fives as the two loops cross. They're all smiling. They look terribly happy. They're very satisfied, I think, to be wearing their riding costumes.
Well, my name is Jan Králík, and I am a member of Czech Club of Velocipedists. So we found the pictures from the time. So our costume is exactly the same style as it was in 1880.
Why the short trousers?
Well, if they wore it in 120 years ago, so we have to have the same style. The ones is really horrible, but we have to do it the same way.
After the trick riding performance, there was a one-mile race. That's a mile, as in the unit of measurement, which, like the penny-farthing bicycle itself, fell out of use long ago, in most countries anyway. The race was supposed to be non-competitive, but early on, a group of four riders broke out of the pack and whizzed to the finish line in tight formation. The winner, by a hair, was Josef Szymowczak, whose enthusiasm for penny-farthing racing has also led him to complete much longer rides. Last year, he was the only velocipedist, as they're sometimes called, in the Tour de France, covering 3,560 kilometers in 21 days. An experience, he says, which mixes pleasure with pain.
Toto kolo je velmi nepohodlné. Proto se přestalo vyrábět a je velmi nebezpečné na ní jezdit. Dvakrát zlomená ruka.
Actually, riding a penny-farthing bicycle is very uncomfortable. That's why they stopped making them. And it's dangerous. I broke my arms twice, I've broken my jaw and my ribs. I've had my teeth knocked out and stitches around my eyes. The falls are always pretty bad, actually, but it's great to be sitting up high and look at the world.
So what is it exactly that compels men to mount these awkward vehicles and risk life and limb, 3 feet in the air, looking like they just rode out of a Victorian-era lithograph? This onlooker, who claims to be friends with several of them, has a theory.
I know 3, 4, 5 people from this team, and I think it's some kind of exhibitionism. We'll see.
Sere, sere,